Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. In this connection, there is a song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Enechi Ashoshadi Maya Nashibhara Lagi Hari Nama Mahamantra Laho Tumi Magi Bhakati Vinoda Prabhu Charane Padiya Se Hari Nama Mantra Lahila Magiya. The Sankirtan movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is pure spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. But unfortunately, he identifies himself with the body, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities, and thus becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya or illusion, he does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement, and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances onto his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his life is successful. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutan Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutidevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The verse again. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. So this chapter is entitled The Desire Tree of Devotional Service. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using the metaphor of devotional service to be a tree. And what is the culmination of the success of a tree? It is fruit, isn't it? The ripened fruit. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying in the previous verses, since the tree of devotional service is transcendental, every one of its parts can perform the action of the others. Although a tree is supposed to be immovable, this tree nevertheless moves. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all the parts of this tree are spiritually cognizant, and thus, as they grow, they spread all over the world. And Mahaprabhu then says in text number 34, I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? And then he speaks this verse. And then he says something again very similar. I am the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? Text number 38. By the transcendental desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, water has been sprinkled all over the tree, and thus there are innumerable fruits of love of Godhead. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, in one sense, is expressing an anxiety. And what is that anxiety? His anxiety is how will the phala means fruit, of love of Godhead, be tasted and spread. Spread and then tasted. So I was thinking the whole topic of Sankirtan and book distribution is such a wide, a blissful, relishable topic. What should I speak on today in this regard? And I thought, let me speak about the bigger picture. It is said when we see the bigger picture and we know how we fit into the bigger picture, it makes our own role very clear, or more clear. And also, it gives us a sense of higher purpose. I think there's a saying, there's nothing greater for us to know that we are part of something bigger. So then I'll say something in that regard, and then we shall speak something about the marathon. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, repeatedly, Srila Prabhupada raises one question in his purports. And Srila Prabhupada asks the question, what is the Lord's plan for this material world? Quite a few places Srila Prabhupada asks this question. What is the Lord's plan for this material world? And then he answers it. Haridas Varya Prabhu, you know what the answer Prabhupada gave? Anyone likes to from the reading of Bhagavata, say what Prabhupada has answered in this respect? Prabhupada says, the Lord's plan for this material world is to capture all the suffering souls and take them back to the original place, the spiritual world. Just like a government, they build a prison. What is the ultimate purpose of the prison? Is to keep them there? No, it's to reform them, get them out of the prison so they can continue living a normal existence, happy existence. So Srila Prabhupada explains. Now this is a very deep purpose, and it permeates every aspect of the Krishna consciousness movement. All of the great devotees of the Lord, they understood this purpose. Even the gopis, they understood it. What was Krishna's mission for this material world? Therefore, in the choicest prayers of the gopis, in the Gopi Gita, they sing, Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam kavimipirditam kalma safaham shravanamangalam shrimadatatam bhuvikrinantiye ye bhuridhajana. Bhurija, bhurija, they say. How great! They say the life of those souls suffering in this material world is the description of the activities of Lord Krishna. Glorious are those devotees who spread this message far and wide. So the gopis, even at that time, they understood Krishna's mission. And they glorified the devotees who are engaged in this mission of Krishna consciousness. So the Lord had this plan. But that plan was, so to speak, not very much manifested. But 4,000, roughly 4,588 years after the disappearance of Lord Krishna, he appeared again, the same Lord Krishna. He appeared again in the mood of Srimati Radharani in a golden color as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as Mahaprabhu, he really put this plan into motion. He established the Sankirtan movement. He came to distribute the fruits of love of Godhead. Not only distributed, he said, he, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they broke open the storehouse of love of Godhead and they distributed it. And when Mahaprabhu was present, this Krishna consciousness was being spread far and wide through the process of Harinam Sankirtan. By that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Krishna, also put into motion another very important aspect of the Sankirtan movement. He instructed his disciples, the Goswamis, to write books on the bhakti, path of bhakti, the deepest aspects of the path of bhakti. And the Goswamis, they wrote prolifically. All of the Goswamis, mainly Srila Rupa Goswami. But then what happened? 4,588 years, the plan starts coming into motion again. And then time elapses. And then the upra sampradayas start to appear. the deviant sects start to appear. And this whole plan of the Lord, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, starts to get diluted, starts to go underground. But the Lord's plan can never be defeated. And he executes his plan either by himself or through his devotees. And then around September 2nd, well, on September 2nd, 1838, a significant part of the Lord's plan became manifest. And what was that? What happened in 1838? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sometimes referred to as the seventh Goswami. He appeared. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he appeared up roughly about 304 years after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started to reinvigorate the Sankirtan movement. He, through his teachings and his writings, he squashed the false teachings of the upper sampradaya, the false deviant sects. And he started to re-establish the Krishna consciousness movement. And he prayed to the Lord, please send me someone who can really take this mission forward. And then as he writes, send me a ray of Vishnu. And that ray of Vishnu, in the form of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur ki,
Jai,
appeared. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, you preach vigorously. You take these teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu far and wide. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he did that. And then he, knowing the heart of the Lord, the plan of the Lord, he said, yes, Harinam Sankirtan is the mridanga. But this mridanga, you tap the mridanga, the sound vibration can only go a certain distance. So how can it go far and wide? How can this sound vibration go far and wide? And he introduced the principle of the Brihat Mridanga. And what is the Brihat Mridanga? The printing press. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in his temple, he had Radha Krishna deities. And right next to the Radha Krishna deities was the printing press. And he said, they are both the same. They are both the same. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he had this desire to take forward the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to follow the instructions of his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in 1922, another very significant event took place. What happened in 1922? Yes. In a place called Ultadanga, Srila Prabhupada, young Abhay Charan, was taken by his friend Narendra to meet this great saintly person. And as they walked in, they haven't even offered their obeisances. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, you are educated young man. Why don't you take up this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it? And Srila Prabhupada was shocked. He hadn't even bowed down. And here was this bold personality asking him to take on this great mission. But, you know, these great personalities, they seem unknown. They be hidden. But then they just emerge suddenly. Like the lotus flower is known as Padmaja. This lotus flower, it comes from the mud. And it emerges suddenly and it comes out as a beautiful flower. So Srila Prabhupada was like that. He just came up. And those instructions, they were like etched into his heart. You are an educated young man. Why don't you take this Krishna consciousness movement across the world? And then in 1936, December, just less than a month before he left this world, Srila Prabhupada met his spiritual master at Radhakund. And there his spiritual master told him, if you ever get money, print books. And take this Krishna consciousness movement into the Western world. So Srila Prabhupada got confirmation. What was already in his heart became doubly confirmed. His spiritual master wanted him to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, and to do that, print books. So Srila Prabhupada made his mission. Jai Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So Srila Prabhupada was preparing for his mission. He translated and printed the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he went on the ship Jaluduta. And on 17 September 1965, he arrived in America, accompanied by 200 sets of the first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before Prabhupada left India, one gentleman got to know he's going to America. And, you know, in India, if you go to America, it was a big thing. He says, Swamiji, you're going to America. Prabhupada said, no, I'm not going to America. Srimad Bhagavatam is going to America and I'm following Bhagavatam. So that was Prabhupada's mood. And I won't go into the other histories, but I just want to talk about, in terms of the mission, the two explosions that took place. That's very, very important. The first explosion was the explosion of printing. And the second explosion was the explosion of distributing. So Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. He's all alone. He's trying to establish this Krishna consciousness movement. And he's got this burning desire to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. And that order was to firstly print books. And Prabhupada, he had no followers, no resources, and he's busy typing away. Typing away, and then what is a little tape recorder is recording. He gets a few followers, and he gives them the tape recorder, and very laboriously they take the tape recorder. No experience in transcribing, but they are doing it slowly. And then his typewriter and tape recorder gets stolen. That was a big setback. And then one of his disciples, Gagamuni, buys him a Grundig dictaphone. And he gives it to Prabhupada. And he says, Swamiji, shall I show you how to use this? You imagine Prabhupada's coming from India and he gets this Grundig dictaphone. Prabhupada said, don't worry. Don't worry, it's okay. is Hazrat Prabhupada already knew how to work this machine, you know? And he takes this machine and he starts to dictate his transcendental purports. But still, no literature is being printed. So he instructs his fledgling disciples with no resources, try to print Back to Godhead magazine. They come up with articles and they photocopy paper and they sit in the room and they staple it. But it's very small scale. And Prabhupada says he had a disease, he could only think big. And maximum maybe 500 BTG magazines going out. So Prabhupada is thinking to himself what to do. And then he hears about a printing press in Japan called Dai Nippon. I was thinking to myself, how did Prabhupada hear about this? There was no internet. He was not looking at the newspapers. This printing press is in Japan. But anyway, he wants to print. So he gets in contact with Dai Nippon. Goes to Japan. He signs a contract to print 20,000 copies of Back to Godhead magazine every month. And he says, they're all thinking to them, 20,000, what are we going to do? 20,000, Srila Prabhupada. Then he says, okay, we'll give 5,000 to San Francisco, 5,000 to Los Angeles, 5,000 to New York, and 5,000 to Vancouver. That's 20,000. You give me $750 a month, you can have 5,000. The devotees, they get 5,000 Back to Godhead magazines. They have no clue how to distribute it. And at best, they start to do 500. And at that time, previously Srila Prabhupada's whole manuscript of the Bhagavad Gita got stolen, lost. Imagine he printed and he transcribed the entire Bhagavad Gita with all of its purport, and it gets lost. The other day, I had to do a document for work, and I spent the whole weekend working on it, and somehow or the other, it didn't save. At the end of the day, I'm thinking, oh, forget it, I'm not doing this report, you know, this is just hopeless, you know. But what does Srila Prabhupada do? No, he starts doing another Bhagavad Gita with these purports. And he wants to print it. But he has no money to print. He's printing, he has no printing press. So the devotees make a record, Hare Krishna record. And then one day, Brahmananda gets a letter requesting a copy of the record, and he signs it as an employee of Macmillan Printing Press. He goes to Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, go and see him and tell him we have a whole manuscript of Bhagavad Gita for printing. Brahmananda says, I can't do that. Where will Macmillan be interested in printing Bhagavad Gita? So he goes to Macmillan Printing Press and he tells the man, here's your record. And then he doesn't know what to say. So he blurts out, I have a manuscript of Bhagavad Gita. And the representative, you have a manuscript of Bhagavad Gita? He calls his boss and he says, we've been looking to print the Bhagavad Gita. So they print the Bhagavad Gita, but it's an abridged version. Prabhupada wasn't happy. He says, why abridged? I want the whole thing. The whole thing. And then Srila Prabhupada, at the same time as Dai Nippon, he wants to print, he's finished the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And Srila Prabhupada was in such a mood that he wanted to give the world Krishna consciousness, he wanted to give them Krishna, he's thinking, will I live to reach the 10th canto? So he translates the 10th canto in the form of Krishna book, and he wants to print it. But Srila Prabhupada has got no money. And at that time, Dai Nippon was printing 20,000 copies of Back to Godhead magazine. Right? They were not getting the payments because they were not distributing. And Prabhupada asked them to print Krishna book, they refuse. No, we're not giving you any more credit. No more credit for you. We won't print your Krishna book. So what does Prabhupada do? He calls Shyama Sundar. He says, Shyama Sundar, can you ask George for $18,000? That's George Harrison. So Shyama Sundar is thinking, I've never asked George for anything. How can I ask him for $18,000? It's going to spoil our relationship. But anyway, Prabhupada said I should ask. I have to do it. So he says, George, we need $18,000 to print Krishna book, volume 1. And by the way, you can do the preface or introduction. And George Dadi said, no problem. Here's the check, $18,000. And Prabhupada gets a Krishna book printed. That's like a major milestone. For the first time in the history of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, hardbound Krishna book gets printed. The Bhagavad Gita abridged was still soft cover. So Prabhupada is trying to get this, and the Krishna book arrives, and they get thousands of Krishna books, and they sit in the basement of the temples. And Prabhupada prints the teachings of Lord Chaitanya through Dai Nippon. But all this time, Prabhupada is getting very upset. Dai Nippon is taking too long to print. So he says, we shall establish our own press called ISKCON Press. And he says, who's going to do it? They had no building, no property of their own. So the devotees in Boston, they buy a temple. And they say, Prabhupada, you can establish your printing press in Boston. But printing press means what? You need so much of machines to print, so much of machines to bind, you know, so many things for typesetting. And Prabhupada's no resources. So whatever money Srila Prabhupada had from the sale of his Bhagavatams, Tamal Krishna Maharaj gave him $5,000. And Prabhupada scraped whatever Lakshmi he could, and they started the printing press in Boston. And Prabhupada said, we can do it cheaper, we can do it quicker. And Prabhupada arrives at Boston. He doesn't even go to see the deities. Firstly, he goes straight to the printing press. He offers his obeisances and he chants the pranam mantra for his Guru Maharaj. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charya Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Ki Jai. And the devotees say to Prabhupada, they have some discussion, Prabhupada, and they say, Prabhupada did. He told his disciples, I want all of you all now, no longer living in the temple. I want each of you all to get a job in some printing press, right? And I want you all to learn the art of printing. You learn typesetting, you learn printing, you learn binding. So all of his disciples were going, left the temple, got a job, found jobs in printing presses, and they're learning the art of printing. And while Prabhupada was there, one of his disciples said, Prabhupada, you are the heart of ISKCON. And Prabhupada looks at the printing press and he says, and that's my heart. That's his heart. So Prabhupada, they start to ISKCON Press. And eventually ISKCON Press moves into New York. And they are printing books. But the devotees, although they tried to learn, they were not skilled. You know, some of the books, the binding started to break and the pages started to fall down. And Prabhupada is thinking to himself, Prabhupada always set the highest standards, the best binding. Therefore, you see, any ISKCON book, the binding has always got to be top quality. So Prabhupada says, leave it. We'll start the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Our focus will be on getting all the typesetting and everything ready, but we'll give the others to publish. And then Srila Prabhupada started to publish. And there was an explosion of publishing. The first started off with the cantos, the first cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna Consciousness, the topmost yoga system was printed in 1972. On the Way to Krishna, printed in 1973. Raja Vidya, the King of Knowledge, 1973. Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, 1973. Srimad Bhagavatam, first four cantos, 1974 to 77. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, 1975. Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, 77. Teachings of Lord Kapila, 1977. And Science of Self-Realization, 1977. So Prabhupada's mission for printing was happening. It was exploding. Books were just flying, printing. But where were the books? Sitting in warehouses, in basements. So the next part of Prabhupada's mission had to be established, and that is the distribution. The distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Gagamuni started a cart, and he would push this cart, and he had some books down the street, and some people would take. And Prabhupada was pleased. He called it Krishna's chariot, you know, this cart. But still, the books were not going out. And then something happened. Buddhimanta Prabhu and some other devotees, they went to full gas in the gas station. They call it gas in America. So the attendant came and filled the gas. And then they pull out the Krishna book and they say, how about taking this book in exchange for gas? And the person looks at the book. Okay, I'll take the book. And then the devotees start to go door to door, and they start to see that the people are taking Krishna book. They form a bus party, and they go distributing from town to town. And then the devotees start to hear about the Krishna book being printed, hardbound books going out, Bhagavad Gita is going out, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And they get to hear the ecstatic reports that the devotees were feeling from the books being distributed. And then an entire surge starts to take place. The devotees start to distribute on the streets, in the airports, and reports start to come to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is so pleased. He says, just for this service, my Guru Maharaj will take you all back to Godhead. And there's this great explosion of distribution taking place. And then one December, something wonderful happens. The devotees are going out distributing books. It's Christmas. Now, any of us know that when we go out distributing books, normally the town centres in England, come 4 or 5 o'clock, it becomes a ghost town. Where the city is full of people, suddenly come, it becomes completely quiet, and then you can't do. But that Christmas, things were happening. So I wanted to read you about how the Christmas marathon started. Because it's an important part of ISKCON history. Okay, so this is Rameshwar Das speaking. It was on December 22, 1972, that we accidentally discovered the Christmas marathon in Los Angeles. Of course, we noticed a great increase in the number of people going into the stores, and the stores were staying open sometimes until midnight. I was standing in front of a Burbank Zodis. We were having an intense competition with prizes in Los Angeles, and it was building up to a feverish pitch. So after distributing madly all day long, I had collected about $350 and had distributed 650 magazines. It was about 10 o'clock at night. I was convinced that this was the new world record in ISKCON and that nobody was possibly going to beat me this day. Even though the store was open until 12, business had started slowing off and I was thinking maybe I should go back. Undoubtedly, everyone is back already. No one has ever stayed out past 8 o'clock. They'll all be waiting up for me. I shouldn't keep them waiting. So in this way, my mind was convincing me to go back. By 11 o'clock, the store was completely dead. I got in the car and started driving back. On the way back, I passed another Zodis called Hollywood Zodis on Sunset and Western. I was torn whether to stop or not because that store was crowded and was going to be open until midnight. But I decided, no, I'll go back because the other devotees will be waiting up to see how many books are distributed. So I just kept on driving. I finally arrived at the temple at about 10 minutes to 12 and I burst into the Sankirtan room. But the only person there was the secretary, Madhukanta. I said, "Oh no, everyone went to bed." He said, "No, nobody's back yet." I was the first one back. That was the discovery of the first Christmas marathon. It was completely unplanned. No one had ever instructed anyone to stay out that late. We just did it spontaneously. Finally, at about 1:30 in the morning, all the devotees had returned and we were all sitting around looking at the Sankirtan map. We couldn't sleep. We were so excited to go out. We were thinking, where can we find plenty of conditioned souls to distribute books to? Our noise and raucous laughter was like a drunken party, and it woke up Karandar, he's the temple president, who was sleeping in his office in the next room. He came stumbling in, wiping the sleep from his eyes, but when he saw us and saw what was going on, he burst out laughing and sent us all to bed saying, "Get ready for tomorrow." So in this way, we performed the 3-day marathon, December 22nd, 23rd and 24th. No one had ever distributed as many books before in the history of our movement. A big day had been considered to be somewhere between 25 and 40 books, but we were distributing between 5,000 and 6,000 pieces of literature a day for a 3-day period. One temple had distributed almost 18,000 pieces of literature in just 3 days. At that time, Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay, where his attempt to secure the land in Jew had become entangling. The landlord was refusing to sell the property and was trying to evict the devotees. And Prabhupada got news and he wrote, I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated 27th December 1972. And with great happiness, I have read your figures of amount of books sold during 3-day period, December 22nd, 24th, 1972. It is scarcely believable that more than 17,000 books could have been sold by one temple in 3 days. That indicates to me that people are at last becoming a little serious about this Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada goes on to say, by this effort alone, they are assured to go back to go home, back to Godhead. So it pleased Srila Prabhupada like anything to see the order of his spiritual master being manifested. So dear devotees, this is a bit of the history. This is our tradition. This has now become part of who we are. Srila Prabhupada used to say that the distribution of the holy name and transcendental literature is the main business of this Krishna consciousness movement. It's the main business. It is something that every follower of Srila Prabhupada needs to become involved in. So the marathon is approaching. We all are being called upon to become involved. It is said, you know, when we are given a task or a mission, we can approach it in different ways. One is we can approach it with fear. And our driver is fear. Another way we can approach it is by precept. Just to say, like, if we go to the job work tomorrow and the boss says, you're not getting paid again, then we wouldn't go. Because pay is the motivation. The third way we can feel moved to a task is by duty. Never mind precept, never mind. We have the strong sense of duty. And the last way we can be moved to accomplish anything is love. So the marathon is approaching. There's no question of precept getting paid. Although Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he gets a commission every time he distributes the holy name. So in the same way we get a commission when we distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. But in our Sankirtan circles, instead of saying Sankirtan devotees, there's a new phrase we have, and that is called ambassadors of goodwill. Ambassadors of goodwill. Actually, it's interesting, this whole phrase, where does it come from? This phrase, ambassadors, it comes from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. If you read his writings, he says we should all become ambassadors of goodwill. And there's one statement he makes. I hope I can find it very quickly. I know time's going on. He talks about the mission. And he says, as soon as a single person will have conceived the sincere desire of undertaking the promulgation of the tidings of the Gaudiya literature to the peoples of this world, he is thereby enrolled among the agents of divine mercy. With power to forward the fulfillment of this express wish of the Supreme Lord, the Gaudiya literature will not long remain confined to the Bengali-speaking people. It will in a short time expand and display its full brilliancy through the medium of all languages. Just listen to this part. He said, this Gaudiya literature will soon be manifested in all languages. And then he says, including those of birds, beasts, and the vegetable tribes. So he was not only thinking of the humans. He said, this literature, including of birds, beasts, and the vegetable tribes. I mean, he was thinking so far. And this is from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. So, and Srila Prabhupada, when he printed the first pamphlet to accompany the Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote there, message of goodwill. Message of goodwill. So we, as the followers of Srila Prabhupada, of this Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are being called to become ambassadors of goodwill. Actually, there is a Sanskrit word for ambassador. The Sanskrit word for ambassador is ambitaha. And do you know what ambitaha means? Ambitaha means to connect two things. Two things which are separated. Ambitaha means to be an agent to connect two things that are separated. So the devotees of Srila Prabhupada's movement, we are being called upon to become ambassadors of goodwill, connecting the lost jivas with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And these books, they are full of spiritual potency. Once Srila Prabhupada asked the question, what is the most valuable thing we can take from the spiritual master? Prayajan Prabhu? What is the most valuable thing we can take from the spiritual master? Is it line? Is guidance and instruction. Once that one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that, and Prabhupada said, the vibration. The most important thing we can take from the spiritual master is vibration. So in the books, we have the vibration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like we were reading today. The vibration of the Goswamis, the vibration of the Acharyas, and most importantly, we have the vibration of Srila Prabhupada in here. And when we distribute the books, we are taking that vibration and we are spreading it far and wide, and we are giving people the opportunity to take. Actually, this old ISKCON movement, there was a very famous professor called Joseph T. McConnell. He wrote one essay called Institutionalizing Prema. And he said, we always have two parts to the institution. We have the hard institution and we have the soft institution. The hard institution is the bricks and mortar, the temple, all we see around. And the soft institution is the Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures. And he said, of the two, the soft institution is more important. And Prabhupada said that. He said, my temples may fail. My devotees may fail. But he said, my books will never fail. If all of the temples in the world close down tomorrow, but the books remain, someone will read the book and they will take up Krishna consciousness, and Krishna consciousness will start up again. Therefore, he said, the soft institution, the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, is the more important. Many years ago, for a few years, I used to be a live helper on Krishna.com. Krishna.com is the main website for the BBT. And what you have on the website is a little button. If anyone has read Srila Prabhupada's books and they want to know something, you normally go, they click on this button, and on the other side, your computer will ring and you connect with that person. So for 2 years, I used to do the service, you know, sit next to my computer, wait, and then it'll ring and I'll connect with someone, people from around the world. So one day I connected with a young lady. She was, I think, you know, still in school. And she was asking me questions. And she told me that she had never been to any ISKCON temple in her life. She had never met any devotee in her life. But one day she had got a book, Srila Prabhupada's book. She read it. She used to use sari at home. She got like some cloth. She used to offer all her food. She had an altar. And she was practicing Krishna consciousness. And when I met this and I was exchanging, I was thinking, oh, this is amazing. This is the potency of Srila Prabhupada's movement. You know Coco, one girl, a Chinese girl named Coco? I remember when Janmashtami came, we spoke to her, and then she came to Krishna consciousness. So one day I was speaking to her, and she was telling me, you know something, Vrindavan Chandra, I had a realization. I said, what was your realization? He said, I realized that I joined a Sankirtan movement. I didn't join any movement, but I joined a Sankirtan movement. And that Sankirtan movement means I become involved and engaged in the Sankirtan activities. And so anyone who gets Srila Prabhupada's books, they are benefited. One time, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, his name was Vaikunthanath, he just passed away a few days ago. One of Srila Prabhupada's earliest disciples. So Prabhupada was giving, in 1972, he was giving a Nectar of Devotion series in Vrindavan. And just outside the samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he was thinking to himself, we are distributing so many books. But we know if the people read these books, but they are not initiated, if they're not connected to the parampara, they won't go back to Godhead. So this was bothering him, distributing so many books, people. So next day as Prabhupada was coming, he walked up to Prabhupada and he says, Prabhupada, you know, we are distributing so many books, but if these people are not initiated, they won't go back to Godhead. Prabhupada looked him straight in the eye and he said, if they are reading my books, they are already initiated. What Prabhupada is saying is similar to what has been expressed in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Srila Jiva Goswami says, there's two parts of initiation. One is the formal ceremony, and the other is the initiation of the heart. Of the two, the more important initiation is the initiation of the heart, where the person makes the instructions of the spiritual master, there is life and soul. So Prabhupada is saying, if someone gets his books and they make his instruction or their instructions in life and soul, they are already initiated. I just want to conclude today's session and leave some time for some questions by talking about this year's marathon. So this year's marathon starts when? 29th. When? 29th. What's significant about the 29th? It's Black Friday. It's Black Friday where everyone starts to go out to give their money away. So the devotees of Lord Krishna, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is before they give their money away to the capitalists, let them give it to the supreme capitalist, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have a very nice theme for this year's marathon. You know what the theme is? Simran, you know? Yes. You heard that? Door by door to Gauranga Shore. So what does that mean? What's the significance of this door by door to Gauranga Shore? Actually, it has a very deep-rooted significance. There's a song written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. It's called Gauranga, Gaurangira, Dutipada. And in the fourth stanza, Srila Narottam Das Thakur writes, Gaura Prema Rasanarve Se Taranga Jebe Dube Sri Radha Madhava Antaranga. And this stanza translated, it means Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, if one says, let me dive deep into the waves of the nectarian ocean of the transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya, he immediately becomes one of the confidential associates of Radha and Krishna. And what our acharyas have said, if we dive deep into the, at the shore, into the ocean of Lord Gauranga's shore, and when you dive deep, you have to come up again. And they say, when you come up again, where do you come up? You come up in the shore of Radha and Krishna. So what this theme is saying, if we immerse ourselves in the movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and what is happening in the Sankirtan movement today is the modern day pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we immerse ourselves in this pastimes, when we come up again, we will come up on the shore of the mercy of Radha and Krishna. So there are some goals that have been set for this marathon. The first goal is to knock 51,000 doors between the 29th of November and the 24th of December. And the request is for each follower of Srila Prabhupada in the community of Bhaktivedanta Manor to knock 108 doors. And if you can't knock 108 doors, then try to knock 108 hearts, you know, through different means. Another goal is to distribute 21,000 copies of Bhagavad Gita. The worldwide goal this year is 4.2 million copies of Bhagavad Gita. So we're trying to make our contribution to be 21,000. So it is a great opportunity. You know, I remember Vakesha Maharaj was giving a class once. He said, when we give someone a book, we are giving them an opportunity. We are giving them an opportunity for a new life. So we are all, we are sitting here. To some point in our life, we've got the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. And in a number of cases, that opportunity came by way of some merciful Vaishnava or Vaishnavi giving us a book. So we want to pass on the same opportunity to others. So I'll stop here. I'll take any questions, comments, or reflections that anyone may have. Hare Krishna. Prayojan Prabhu.
The opportunity was made. Somehow the annex, you know, has been a place of the great acharyas. Viscon, you know, Sri Dharma. It was initially made for, and then I'm trying to. Oh yeah, Shinani Vas, another great souls in ISKCON, the Swamis, and it's the very interesting thing too. It happened with a certain cleaner, and the cleaners in that annex, and one of them was called Mother Beata. And every day she was hearing the holy name here, and seeing all the school programs and everything. And she had a child that she was looking after. I think she was a single parent. But I gave her a little book called Lost and Found by Kripa Maya Prabhu. And she started to look at that. And we used to give her prasad. And somehow, and then one day, she showed me, and she liked porridge and fruit and things like that, which she used to get here. And then, she showed me in a box, this porridge crowned with fruits and thing, which she'd all ordered, and she's now in touch with the ISKCON centres in Hungary,
and
she's come back, but she's I don't know what she's doing now, but she's taken up Krishna consciousness in her life. So I think it's the infection of the great souls that have lived in there, and certainly you can feel it is a place of pilgrimage, you know, in its own right. So I'm fortunately living there now and able to take the fruits of Damodar Prabhu, who's used to be called Bhakta David Prabhu, and he's assisting me. And I'm one of these persons that don't like to be helped, but now I have to be helped. So I have to surrender, but it's been a nice base for also for me to sponsor. Whether I give somebody the chance and sponsor books for them to go out. So, you know, it's a wonderful policy, you know, we have here, of book distribution here. So, sorry, I've spoken too long.
Thank you. I know you wouldn't like me to say this, but Prayojan Prabhu often uses his pension money to sponsor Srimad Bhagavatam sets. At least minimum of 10 sets he sponsors every year. Yeah. So this marathon, I also like to encourage everyone. One of my main services is distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also we've included Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. So all of these sets of books, we want to really try hard. That's the final frontier of spiritual truths in these books. Thank you. Anyone else got any comments, questions, reflections? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Winter Marathon 2024 ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande Ribol.